Pete, Matt and Kimber's
Leftovers
Podcast.
The devil whispered in my ear, "You're not strong enough to withstand the storm." Today I whispered in the devil's ear, "I am the storm."
Sounds like our ghost week.
It's a powerful statement of inner strength with a reminder from me that you can overcome whatever storm might be coming your way. And today's affirmation is, "I stand safe in my strength and can overcome what life throws at me." See, that can't make your day worse.
I just zone out. I just don't even hear it. And then I tune back in at the end and I'm like, ah.
And with that, welcome to The Leftovers.
Stupid positive thinking.
Pete, Matt and Kimber here. Jeans and joggers in the studio.
Happy Monday.
This is where we just have a bit of a chat about some of the things that might not have made it on the board. Actually, we rarely do that.
Yeah.
It's generally just a talking chat. Shit, isn't it?
Yeah. Hang on, weren't we going to talk about something today, something that came up earlier and you're like, we'll talk about that later?
Pete had a dream about us.
That's right. There was a sex dream.
No, it wasn't a sex dream. It
wasn't
was not
lucky.
A sex dream.
Thank God.
To be clear.
Because we all know that I am a very innocent young man and I am, I wouldn't have sex dreams. I just have dating dreams, apparently. That's it.
Just getting to first base dreams.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
Just love my young love life in general.
Wow. You're so conditioned as a husband that even your dreams have to be like monogamous.
I love my wife. I came in this morning and Jay and I, I'm dating Jay. So in my dream, we were in a deli.
Of course you were.
That's where he takes his date.
Buying some salami.
What a dreamboat.
And we're dating. We were just doing some grocery shopping. And Janine was there as well.
Oh.
And all I remember.
Timing.
Janine's interaction, I remember this vividly, was that she gave me a chocolate and said, "Oh, this is pretty good." And then that was it. I woke up. It was 4 o'clock.
We need a dream expert on to unpack this.
I don't think we do.
I'm going to look it up.
And what does chocolate mean in a dream? Thank God it was not a sex dream also because Pete's, what, like, I don't know, 30 years my senior?
You were at a deli. So 30
years
like,
your
30 years?
Oh, man. What?
That puts you in your 50s.
He's only like 12 years old.
I'm in my
36.
No. Oh, okay. More than 12.
How old do you think I was?
Actually, 13 years. I don't know. That was just a little joke.
I don't even have a grey hair on my head.
What kind of chocolate was I offering up?
It was a tiny square wrapped in like a gold wrapper. So it was a tiny little square. I remember. You know when you get like the little coin chocolates?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was like that, but it was square.
I'm typing this into a dream dictionary. Would you type in deli or would you type in
dating a coworker?
Is there an Italian, publisher though? Because this is deli. A very specific, like joggers was between two slices of mortadella.
No, she wasn't. Dream meaning deli.
No.
Joggers in the chocolate factory.
Deli dream.
Was Jean there as like a friend helping us shop? Or?
Yes. Yeah, okay. You were just a friend.
That's nice.
To dream of a deli.
I'm glad we clarified that.
I'm glad I wasn't alone.
To dream of a deli can demonstrate an unsatisfied necessity, a vital movement fulfilled by you to the family, or an ambition personal enormous. Well, a deli symbolises your human quality and faith in yourself. I think it's just some rando on some weird website.
Yeah. Mm. You're on Quora or something.
Find your lucky. What's this shit?
What is the dream day?
Oh, dreamencyclopedia.net. Okay, hang on. Here we go.
Okay, dating, this doesn't say anything. It says we're commonly known to date celebrities, police, rich married men, actors, doctors or friends. Dating dreams have more to do with the dreamer incorporating these specific traits within their own personality. So you just want chocolate and deli meats.
Okay, well, this is from dreamencyclopedia.net, and it says, to dream of a deli may indicate a movement toward the fulfillment of an exciting ambition.
To sell pastrami.
A great selection of money-making ideas may be about to become available and ready to put into action.
Wow, I would not have associated that with a deli dream.
With an old bloke.
To dream of owning a deli ensures success.
Dreamy obsession.
Owning it, you were buying.
Yeah. Dreamyobsession.com says if you're dreaming about dating a coworker, it means that you're about to receive good news. Something amazing is going to happen to you.
Oh, great. God.
That's probably the one you want to take with you, isn't it?
Well, I'm going to a funeral today, so sunshine and lollipops.
Oh. Yeah.
How do I dream about one of you guys?
How do you?
Yeah.
I don't know. I used to have
nothing else going on in your life.
I genuinely used to have a lot of sex dreams about people. Mm. And I mean proper sex dreams. They weren't like we're dating and eating deli meats. Well,
in a way. Well, yes.
But it was like I used to have a lot of sex dreams with a lot of different people. And you just kind of had to deal with the fact that like, you see them the next day and it sometimes feels quite real and you have to sort of shake that off and just get on with your life.
Liz has had dreams of me like having an affair with her, like with somebody else.
Oh,
and she's woken up. She's woken up pissed off at me.
I've done it. They feel legitimate. I don't know why. Yeah. They feel really real and you're like, look, I'm angry at you right now and I know it's not your fault.
Yeah.
But
Ryan says that to me as well. He's like, I'm really angry at you. You're misbehaving in my dreams.
Oh, yeah. I'm not angry. I'm like, let's give him a call.
Yeah. Come on over.
So, yes, we didn't kiss. We didn't hook up. I think the most we did was hold hands.
Oh. Even that is too much.
Yeah, it is a little.
Especially
in
this
much.
COVID time.
Especially you're not paying me anything.
With Janine that's there as well, it's a very public display of affection, isn't it?
Yeah, it really was. Nothing to hide, that's for sure.
But isn't it lovely those cultures where men walk hand in hand, like in Sri Lanka and India and whatnot?
Yeah.
I find that quite nice.
That is the most random thought out of nowhere.
Well, because we assume that holding hands somehow must be romantic.
Yeah.
Mm. Whereas, you know, in other cultures, it's just a way of being affectionate with someone you like.
Yeah.
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 I don't think I've ever had a celebrity sex dream. Not that I remember being like super awesome.
Oh,
but
I did
have a dream once that I was best friends with Hilary Duff and it was so good.
Oh, that's
it was
cool.
So
is she a good friend?
Awesome. Great friend. I actually woke up and was shocked that she wasn't like having a sleepover with me. It was so shocked. I was so shocked. But yeah, that's all.
I remember when I was younger. We're talking about dreams feeling really real. When I was younger, the Super Nintendo had just come out and I dreamt that I had one in my cupboard. And I woke up and went to the cupboard and opened it and there was no Super Nintendo there. And I felt really disappointed.
I love how fast stretching your dreams are. You're just dreaming of the deli, the chocolate, a co-worker and Nintendo. Nintendo.
Was it Friday that I came in saying I woke up laughing? I think it was.
Yes.
I can't remember what it was, but I woke up really happy and laughing.
When I was pregnant with my first child, I remember I was fast asleep and I could hear, it sounded like a mouse and I thought the mouse was in my wardrobe and I could hear this mouse and it sounded like it was crunching an apple and it was pregnancy cravings because I was laying in bed going, oh, now I really want
I'd love
apple.
A mouse right now.
No, I just wanted a cold crunchy
the
apple.
Mafia?
But I had to go and check the wardrobe because I in my head I saw this little mouse holding an apple just nibbling it and then went to the fridge to try and find myself a nice cold crunchy apple. There was no apples but there was a brownie, so I ate that instead.
Oh, nice. Very nice.
Pregnancy.
And I just thought of this. I tend to have vivid or just dreams after I eat a lot of meat.
Cheese makes you cheese.
Well, last night I went to town on a bloody ribeye that must have been, I don't know, about a kilo. And actually remembered saying to Liz last night before I got stuck into this ribeye, I might have a dream of something tonight.
Well, you eat a lot of meat though, so do you dream?
No, but if I it looks like a lot of meat. Like Instagram makes it look like a lot, but I'll do a smoke like once a week. I reckon, and have a steak that way.
But it wouldn't stop me, though. Like, even though I know cheese is meant to give you nightmares, I'll still have
Bring
cheese.
It on.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, I'll just risk it.
You know the mafia chat with the rodent that you just referred to?
Yeah.
Over the weekend, I went into Napoli to do our little Sunday morning thing where I go to eat the coffees, and one of the guys behind the counter making the coffee was like, "Hey, Pete, mate, I listened to the show over the weekend. Oh, my God, the mafia with the rats and everything. I love that story. That was a good beer. You should do more of that stuff, mate." And he lost his mind.
Well, I told Nono about it and he said, he's Calabrese.
Yeah.
And he's like, we used to eat them. They were, you know, they were everywhere. You'd fatten them up.
There you go.
I think the idea of eating a tiny dormouse, that also freaks me out when I went somewhere. I used to work for a very rich businessman and I used to order their food for them. And when I was the catering coordinator and one of his colleagues asked to have baby sparrows. And I thought, how many sparrows have to die? Like, baby sparrows. Baby, you know how small a sparrow is?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How much meat would you be getting off a sparrow?
Yes.
And then a baby sparrow. Like, they didn't have a chance.
I've always
thought
that with quail, too. It's so small, it seems pointless.
Yeah.
Mm, it's a lot of work, isn't it?
Bones.
But fun to kill.
All right, on that note.
We're going to leave it on That's weird. Now we've made Matt sound like he tortures animals.
Only quails.